this press conference extra and Mendy Heaton ahead of Liverpool Champions League tie at Anfield against Karabakh tomorrow, which could see them guarantee progression in the top eight into the next round of the Champions League. To have a little chat about the press conference, joined again by Mike Bancoli and Martin Fitzgerald. Now, as is, and regular listeners will be used to this now, with the European games, there's a commitment where they've got to put a player up and a manager. And it was a bit of a strange one today, because last week they put up Milos Kerkez, and I weren't really expecting much from him, and we got loads. And today, when I saw Frimpong, I thought, oh, this might be interesting. This might be really interesting. And it was dull as ditch water, Mike.
Yeah, he's such a cool lad. And in all the social media posts, the kind of content around the club, like the inside training stuff, he strikes as the most charismatic guy in the dressing room, perhaps. And you can listen to that interview and it's just the most generic stuff ever about the Premier League, such a tough league. Everyone wants to beat the champions. You know, I'm enjoying living in Liverpool. All of the generic stuff that you've heard every player say before. Just on him, I think I've been impressed, apart from Bournemouth in the last few weeks, of his performances. I think of the new signings, he was the most unfairly written off, given that he barely played when people ran him off. Like, he was that injured with a hamstring injury for ages, and everyone's like, he's crap. And I'm like, he played like two games. He's not crap. He just hasn't played yet. So he's got a bit of rhythm now. He looks good, looks sharp. I thought against Bournemouth was maybe a game too far. And I think in a world where you have Conor Bradley fit, Frimpong probably doesn't start that game. But yeah, apart from his dull press conference today, he's been impressing me a lot recently.
I think Martin, Mike makes a point there about Frimpong being judged too early, and obviously he had the hamstring one thing the other as well. But I think one of the major factors is, the reality is, him compared to his predecessor, the chalk and cheese, they're just chalk and cheese, and there was always going to be that period of adjustment, not just for the player, but for his own squad members, and also everyone in the stands watching him.
Yeah, I think, you know, similar to Mike, he's been pretty impressive the last kind of 2 months or so. There was something he said, though, which I wasn't really into, I have to say, where they asked him why...
Did they ask him about JFK?
They didn't ask him about JFK, but they asked him, because I would have been into that, obviously. But they asked him what he... Like, they sort of asked him for his reason why he thought they were doing well in the Champions League and not so well in the Premier League. And he said, well, you know, football's football and this kind of stuff happens sometimes, which, yeah, I'm just tired of hearing that kind of stuff, you know. This kind of, it's that we almost have no responsibility over it. It's down to luck. And I just think that there seems to be a collective delusion in the club that we are being unlucky. And look, there definitely has been times when we've been unlucky. But I would just like someone to say we haven't been good enough.